Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 11th of August 2018, and this is the 858th Moll Out Loud podcast. It's a misty sort of a day today, and the temperature has dropped. It feels about 5, I think, today. Yesterday we had a top of 18. It was very, well, it would have been very balmy, except that we had a very, very strong winds all day yesterday. And that took a bit of the warmth out of it. But today it's calm and misty and cold. And quite a relief, really. I think it's rained a little bit overnight. The only thing that can be said about wind is that it's very good for drying sheets. And so yesterday I had a sheet washing day, but about halfway through the day I had to go and rescue them because they had all escaped from the line, even though I'd used a number of pegs on them and had landed in rose bushes and other places. They were quite difficult to extract. I nearly lost my favourite old laundry bag as well, but luckily it wedged itself under a tree, so not too far away. It's a laundry bag that I've been using, I think probably since 2003. So that's 15 years, which isn't too bad, given that it wasn't anything very robust in the first place. It was a big shopping bag from a department store called Globus in Bern, in Switzerland. And I was there for a few months. I was doing my PhD and was vaguely attached to the university there for those couple of months. And it was the first time that I had left my daughter in charge of my house. And I think she was... She was feeling a bit vulnerable about it, and as you may know, my daughter is from India. She's adopted. She's from Mumbai, and in Bern, in this particular department store at that time, they had a theme of Switzerland to Mumbai, and it had only just recently changed from Bombay to Mumbai. And there was this bag which had Mumbai on it and Bombay on it. So it's been a nice bag to have, because it's reminded me of this themed season that this place had. It was fantastic. They did it beautifully. They had hot curries outside during the day, and they brought in lots and lots of spices in their food section, and lots of cloth, lots of Indian made things. It was a very, very beautifully thought through and designed season. So I think this bag has nearly had it, and nearly losing it yesterday was a reminder that all things are going to have to pass, and quite soon I'm not going to be able to use it anymore. But it's there now, there for the time being. As you can probably gather from that, I don't find it very easy to get rid of things. And my 10 days, my 10 things a day throwaway is not progressing quite as regularly as I had hoped. I think I've managed I think I did 40 things last week, so 4 days out of 7. Still, 40 things is better than none, and I just need to keep at it, not berate myself too much when I don't do it, but just pick it up again as soon as I, when I think of it, not delay doing it, but also not berate myself when I haven't done it. Getting rid of 10 things a day really isn't very difficult. They don't have to be big things. On a day when I'm tired, I can just throw away things that are quite easy to throw away, like, expired pharmaceutical things or pencils that don't work, that sort of thing. And if I'm feeling stronger, I can go through things that I have a greater personal attachment to. I'm walking into town at the moment. I'm about to meet up with my writing buddy for Saturday morning. So we'll have a coffee and then we'll go to the library to write. I need to go right back to basics again, and I'm finding it tricky, but 3 hours should get me somewhere. And there's someone just cleaning their car. And I suppose last time I spoke to you, I was about to go to the In the Flesh Writers Group, which was, it was great seeing them there. And I realised that the writing that I'd done last month was unresolved, let's say. And so it was a reminder that what I really do need to be doing is not doing scenes, but getting back to basics, answering a few really solid questions about the pull of the thing, what pulls the story through. So that's what I'm going to be doing today. Oops, I've just realised I'm walking in the wrong direction. Yes, I am. Back up the hill a bit. I need to go to Umara, which is where you can get lots of lovely loose things like nuts and dried fruit and ginger is actually what I'm after. I think this is a hard place to cross. So I might stop now. I do hope that you, whatever you're doing today, that you're able to engage at some level with whatever's most important to you, whether it's dreaming about it, going hell for leather for it, working around its edges or into its centre, whether it's planning to do it in the future or deciding that today is definitely not the day to do it, but a day off. Thank you so much for listening to me this week. As always, you're really important to me. And I also really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Not tomorrow, on Monday, next week.